Zuki told the kid, Psuk Lipsakechel. Let me hear a pasuk you have to say. Omale, he said, the pasuk says, V'yat shodud, matasi, kisul b'shi shoni, kisavi yadi zov, kisikri bapuch, enayich, lashov tisyafi. Those again the same thing, that if you do ra, you can do tshuva, come back and clean yourself, don't be a fool. Nochemol alo veik nishta chrit, he went to another Beit HaKnesses. Adiyala l'treisa veik nishta, he went to 13 different shuls. Kula posku leiki agavna. All the kids there say this, said over the psuk in the same way. So you have to say, Acha Yishino, do tshuva, Hashem will be makabel you. Don't remain to be a Rosha. Lebasu, when he came to the last shul, Omalei, possibly psakecha. Didn't give up yet. He told the last kid, let me hear your possibly you have to say. Omalei, he said the possibly like this, and tell him, Ule Rosha, Omalekim, Malucha, Lesapa, Chokai. Like to a Rosha, what do I have to say my Torah for? Like, what is a Rosha learning my Torah for? Is a who Yanuka have in the Gamgain Belishne? This kid didn't speak too clearly, but is making a little mistake the way he pronounced the words, Ishtama, Kamadiyama, Uli Alisha, Omar Lakim. As if to say Hashem is talking to Alisha Verahu, he's talking to him, Amish, he's talking to Achat, is saying that, Mali Lacholasapahu, what are you learning my Torah for? So that's what the kid was telling Alisha, that Hashem is telling you, what are you doing? What are you learning Torah for still? You're a Rosha. Is Ika the army, some said of Isaac was like this. Sakina heavy bade. Elisha ben Avua, this Acher, had a knife with him. Vikari cut up this kid. Vishad will a trace of Ekanishta. And he sent pieces of him to the 13 different shuls. Ika the army, some say, just Omar. Acher said, Ihavoi biyodi sakina, if I would have a knife on hand, heavy Quran alay, I would rip him up. That was the Maisa with Acher. Yeah. Well, the army gun that says, Omer, Yavoi, Biyadis Akino, but I have a knife in my hand, held the Quran away. I would rip them up. Not that he really killed the kid, he just said he would have done it, though. Mor says, Kinach Nav Shedi Acher. When Acher died, Amri, so in Shemayim they said like this, Loi Meidin Ladaina, we can't give him judgment right now. Well, soon see why not? For Loi Liyal Mediyosi Laisi, he's also not Zecha to go into Elam Abu. Why not? We can't like give him judgment to give him punishment, he's came in Apikuris, like to give him Gehenim, Mishun the Yosef Yeraisa, because our call point was on this world, he was a big time Chochem at first, he learned a lot of Torah, therefore we can't just put him into Gehenim. But we can't let him go into Gan Eden either, Mishun the Chota, because at the end he did Chatoim, came in Apikuris at the end. So what should we do with him? Is Omer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was there as Talmud Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir said like this, Mutiv de ledainei v'leisili yalmud yosi. It's kedai that Acha, my Rabbi, should go into Gehenim and burn there and let all your chatoim go away. That lost at the end will be, you'll be zeicha to go into Gan Eden. It's kedai to go through the worst of Gehenim in order to be zeicha to go into Gan Eden. That's what's more kedai. Some people say, so what if I don't do so much mitzvahs? As long as I don't go to Gehenim, I'd rather not go to Gan Eden. As long as I don't go to Gehenim, he'll say not like that. It's kedai to go to Gehenim in order to be able to be zeicha to get to Gan Eden. So rather, everybody's alive now. You have to do as much mitzvah as possible, not just to be happy that you're not going to go to Gehenim, but rather you should want to go to Gan Eden. It's worth it to go through the Gehenim to get to the Gan Eden. That's what Rami held. Is Mosai Omos V'yelo Asher Mekivrei. So Remeya said he's waiting till he's going to die, Remeya himself. And when he's going to go into Shemayim, he's going to talk to Hashem, he's going to make sure that they'll put Ochor into Gehenim, let him start burning, that Amitz Hashem will be able to be zeicha to go into Gan Eden. So that's the Lashon of Ala Asher Mekivrei. I'll see for sure that there'll be smoke coming up from his kever. His Kinoch Nashid Remeya, that's what happened. When Remeya was Niftar, Sole Kutra Mekivre Diacher. From then on, it came out, there was smoke coming out from the kever, where he was buried, where Acher was buried. As if to say that Remeya saw that he should go into Gehenim, he was like a burning in Gehenim, how manas to the Shibazach to get to Elam Habo. Omer Rabbi Yechon said, Gevurta Lemitle Rabbe. Is it nice that a Talmud should make his Rebbe burn?
Like Reb Meir was his Talmud. So Reb Meir went up to Shemayim. He made now that his Rebbe was burning. Is Chad Heve Beninon Vulei Mitzinu Latzluye. Like he was between us and he couldn't daven for him. He couldn't help him. Inakita Biyad Man Mirmale. Trash Chad Heve Beninon means Talmudech Roi Beninu. V'nichshav Yos Otavas Roi. What's happened by Yos? We had a Talmud that did bad things. V'yein koyach ben kolon lehovid olam abo. Now we couldn't bring him up to olam abo. Inokad le biyad man mirmale. Im oichaz ani biyad lehovid olam abo. Mi yikachena miyadi. Mir milosh shenotam yadi. Means Rabbi Yechim was a bigger madrig. And he said, when I go upstairs, I'm going to drag him with me to olam abo. I'm going to take him out of Gehenim, and I'll drag him into olam abo. That was Rabbi Yechinen. So Gemara says, so he said like this, Omar, Mosai, almost when will I die? The Echba Oshim Kivroi, and I'll stop the smoke from Acher, and I'll schlep him up with me into Gehen, into Gan Eden. His Kinach Nashad Rabbi Yechinen, Rabbi Yechinen, when Rabbi Yechinen was Niftar, Posa Kutri Mikivroi, that's what happened. He was like such, he was able to schlep, he grabbed hold of his hand, and just grabbed him out of Gehenim, and the fire stopped. At that time, the Safdan, the person who said that spade him, said, "Afilo Shemra Pesach lo yomad lefonecha." That even the Shemra Pesach, as she says, "Shagehenim lo yomad lefonecha Rabbeinu Avriach lo itziyach mishon." When Rabbi Yechinen was niftar, the Safdan, the Hesped, said that Rabbi Yechinen was so great that even the watchman by Gehenim was afraid of Rabbi Yechinen. Rabbi Yechinen just broke the door of Gehenim and pulled out the Acher, and the Shemer couldn't stop him. That's how great Rabbi Yechinen was. So Maisa says, Rabbeinu, I'm not from Acher, yeah. I'm not from Acher, Rabbeinu. Bitoi shall Acher ask you to come to the Rebbe. So Acher had a daughter left over, and the daughter came in front of Rebbe. Omrolei Rebbe Panaseini. She said to Rebbe, feed me. She was an Aniyah, she didn't have money. She told Rebbe, feed me. Omar lo bas miyat, let me hear whose daughter are you, who's your father? Omar lo bita shel Acher, I'm the daughter of Acher. So the Rebbe didn't believe her. Amy, I don't believe you. Omar lo adayin yesh mizera boilam, is it true that Acher can still have a child in this world? The Oksiv, the Pesuk says about a Rosho, lo nin loiv lo nechna bamoi, the enchar b'magurov. That there's no children, no grandchildren, and Russia doesn't leave over anybody. So he was astonished that there was still some left over from Acher. Omruloi zochala tarosoi v'yatiska maisav. She said, remember my father's Torah and don't remember the bad that he did. Miyad yorda esh v'sichosa savsola sharebi. Right away a fire came down from Shemayim and sichosa like scorched. The safsol, the share of Rebbe, is Bach. Rebbe starts to cry. V'yomer Rebbe, Omal lemiskan noyin bo kach lemishtabchem bo lachas kama bekama. Madaf like such a schus happened to Acher because he learned Torah even though he was misganoy, he did bad things. Savad avada for tzadikim that remain tzadikim the whole time. How much schus they will have? Rabbi Meir, Fredrik Mora Kashi, I'm going to ask your Kashi. Rabbi Meir, Heichi Goma Torah Mipumid Yachar. But the Maestas we had before, even after Acher became an Apikurus, still Rabbi Meir was going after him, even on Shabbos, a Mother Maestas, where Acher was riding the horse on Shabbos, and Rabbi Meir was walking after him, listening to the Torah, he had to say, how are you allowed to learn Torah from such a Rabbi? The Yom Rav Baba Chon Om Rav Yochanan. My Dixiv, what does the Pasuk say? Ki Yisiv say, Koin Yishmu Das for Torah mi Yovakshu mi Piyu. What does that mean? Pasuk ends, Ki Malach Hashem Tzavokaisu. What does that mean? Im Doin Maharav L'Malach Hashem Tzavokais. If the Rebbe, in the eyes of a Talmud, is like a Malach, there is the Talmud looks up to the Rebbe, like his Mamash at Tzadik, he's a Malach Hashem Tzavokais, is such a Rebbe Yovakshu Torah mi Piyu. Such a Rebbe is supposed to learn Torah from. V'yimlav, if he's not a tzaddik, your Rebbe, al yivak shetur mepiu. You're not supposed to learn Torah from him. So if your Rebbe is a Rosh and Apikuris, you're not allowed to learn Torah from him. So it's a question of Rebbe Meir, how come he kept on learning Torah from Acher? Omalei Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said like this, Rebbe Meir kurashkach medorish. Rebbe Meir dashed another posik. He had another posik that said like this, hat aznecho ushma divrei chachamim velibcho toshes ledaiti, that listen to what the divrei chachamim has to say, but your heart, listen to me. What does ledaiti mean? Ledaitom lo nema, don't listen to their das. El ledaiti. Mashma, even though the Rebbe is not because, and you have to be careful what you hear from him, only listen to my daiti, Hashem's das, and not his das. But still, if he's saying divrei Torah, then listen to him. In other words, if he says something, you have to be a chacham and understand it. If it sounds good, you can take it, accept it. If it doesn't sound good, don't accept it. So he has this pasuk that he was allowed to learn from such a Rebbe. Rav Chanina Amar Mihocha. Chanina said, Rav Meir had another pasuk that says, Shimi Bas Uri, V'hoti V'ati Osnecho, V'shach V'shachchi Im Imcho, U'beis Avicho. Again, this is the same thing, that you'll have to listen, even though they forgot my mother and the father, they went away. Even though, like, he's a Russian now, still you'll have to listen to him. For the Gemara of Saul, Koshi Kura, daughter of Kurtz, Stephen the Psukim. Here it says, Kisir Sekar Yishmu Das, you can learn Torah from a Tzaddik, from a Malach Hashem Tzavokos. And here it's Mashim, you can learn Torah from a Russia. So Mara said, like, Kasha, it's no Kasha. For the God, love a Kotin. One's talking about a Godel, one's talking about a Kotin. Trashi Godol, Hayadeya Li Zoyesh Lo Yilmud Maisav, Yochalu Mutar Mipiv. If you're a Godol already, so you have enough das to understand what's good and what's wrong, you're allowed to hear from a Talmud Chacham, even though he does bad things. Mashenka, the young kid, a Kotin, should not learn from such a Rebbe. A Kotin doesn't know the difference between good and bad. If we learn from such a Rebbe, we'll only hear the bad and keep the bad. Kiyosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said this, Omri b'marov, the same Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Meir ochal tichlo v'shad yeshichlo, lost like he ate the date and threw away the pit. That's the pshat. He listened to his Rebbe, the good stuff he kept, and the bad stuff he threw away, any bit of apikursus he didn't listen to. Trashi tichlo pri achitzoin anecho, but tomorrow he ate the outside date. Shichlo garinan and his rekas. But the pit inside, he threw away. That he did not listen to. Shichol Abroi threw it outside. Dorash Rav Rava Dashin. Ma'idichsev, what does the pasuk say? El Ginas Ega Jeradati. Lirois Biafei Hanachal. I went down to the garden of nuts. And I saw there the young ones. Loma Nimshlo Talmud Chochum Liegois. Why is the Talmud Chochum Daima to a nut? Loimaloch. Ma Egois Ziafapisham Luchlach Petit. Even though a nut is dirty. On it. What's inside the nut, since it's a shell around it protecting it, the inside doesn't become ears. Here's Af Talmud Chacham, the same thing by Talmud Chacham. Af al pi shesorach, even though he did chatoy in the Talmud Chacham, he did something bad, ein toros in the messes. His Torah is not mias, you can still learn his Torah. Machmal Araya to Rabbi Meir. Ashkeche Rabba Bashele Leliyo. So Rabba Bashele found Leliyo. Omalei, my korban Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What is Hakadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? Omalei, korma shmaito mipume de kula rabbonin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying over the lochis from all the different rabbonin. But umipume de Rabbi Meir lo korma. But from Rabbi Meir's mouth, Rabbi Meir says Hashem is not saying over from. Omalei, so yes, Rabbi Bashel Yeskeliyo. Omalei, amai, how come? Why isn't Hashem saying over anything from Remeya? Mishum the Kogoma, Shmaitasa Mipuma the Acher. Because Kafort Remeya learned Torah from Acher, Mash Mishunta, if he did something wrong, or else it's not pure, clean Torah, such Torah Hashem will not say over. Omalei, Amai, it says, what's wrong with it? Amai, Rabbi Meir, Remain Motze, Toicha Yocha, Kliposa Zarak? That all Remeya did was the good, the inside of the pomegranate he ate, but the outside Klipa threw away? Like he didn't hear, he didn't take any apikursus. So Amalei Eliyahu now he said, like now since you are Mispali, he says something good about Meir, now Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Hashtakoma, Meir bin Yoyme, Meir my son is saying something. That Zman Shodim Mitztayesh Chinam Aloshin Oimeris, that when a person has problems at Soros, what does Hashem say? Hashem said, Koloni Miroshi, Koloni Mizroye. My head hurts me, my hands hurt me. In Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitztayer Adam Mishal Rishoyim, Kal V'Choymer Adam Mishal Tzadikim Shenishpach. If Hashem feels bad about the Rishoyim, Alachas Kama Kama is going to feel bad about the Tzadikim.
Hashem also feels bad about it. Shashua Kaloni Miroshi, Rebbe Meir Omer Masechta Sanhedrin, Medrash Kalos Lakim Tolu Kalilu. Ashke Chay Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel found Rabbi Yehuda, the Tolu Biyibur the Dosha, the Kobochi was sitting by the threshold of the door, and he was crying. Omalei Shimono, my Kobochi is like my child, how come you crying? Omalei, Mizut reminded us, this is so small, the Pasuk says, Bubi Rabbonin, says about Rabbonin. Ayah Sefer, Ayah Shokol, Ayah, it means, where are the big Talmidei Chachamim? Ayah Sefer means, as a Megadlim. Ayah Sefer, Shiyo Seferim, Kol Oysa Shabbat Torah. They're able to count all the Seferim of the Torah. Ayah Shokol, Shoyo Shoklin, Kalam Echamur Shabbat Torah. They knew all the Kalvachemers in the Torah. Ayah Sefer, as a Megadlim, Shoyo Shoyning, Gimel, Meyas Halachos. The Migdal Aparech Biavar, that there's so much Torah to be known, they're able to dash in 300 halachas about this one halacha, about a Migdal, a tower, Aparech Biavar, that's flying in the air, if it's Mekabel Tumor or not. V'yomer Aviyami, Tlos Meya Boyi, 300 questions. Boyi Doeg V'achitofo V'migdal Aparech Biavar. Doeg Esachitofo, 300 questions about this halacha, about a Migdal that's flying in the air. Utanan, we learned. Gimel Malochim v'yabor hadyotis. There are three kings and four hadyotis. Then ein lem chelik l'olam abo. They don't have any chelik l'olam abo. Is anan matei alon. You start to cry. What's going to be about us? Mother, these big people don't have a chelik l'olam abo. What's going to be with us? Who says we're going to have a chelik l'olam abo? Omalei said back to him, Shinano. Tino hoysa b'libim yishino no. These people that don't have a chelik l'olam abo, something's wrong with them. Tinois of Liba means Rashi Rishoyim Hoyim Yimehim. When they were still young yet, they had rishis in them. It wasn't a pshat they were first tzaddikim and then things did happen to them. From the beginning of birth already, when they're young already, they had something inside them. They're not picursis. They had rishis inside them. Ach or Mai, what was the meister with Ach when he was a young kid yet? What was wrong with him when he was young? Mora says Zema Yevoni Leposim Mepume. He was singing Greek songs. He was whistling all day. He was learning in the yeshiva, but he was singing rock and roll all day. Shvashi Zema Yevoni Leposim Mebeisoy. Vayelo Laniach Bishvil Churban Abayis. He shouldn't have listened to it because of Churban Abayis. Yasei Bishil Yishtoyayin. He was listening to Greek music, and it was a tain upon him. He shouldn't have done it. Vayta Omro Olav Al Acher. They said about Acher, Vishar Shoyoyim Mebeis HaMedrash. When he used to get up, when he was a Talmid Chacham learning the Beis HaMedrash, when he used to get up, Harbe Sifri Minim Noishri Mechekoi. A lot of Sifri Minim, books of Apikursis, was falling out of his chek. In other words, even when he was learning in Yeshiva, he was a little phony there. He also wasn't a complete tzaddik. He was reading Sifri Minas there also in the Yeshiva, so that's what came out of him at the end. It's not big kasha why he became an Apikursis at the end. Shrashi Noishim Mechekoi Koidim Shifkar Atzmoi the Tabas Ruh Alma Tino Heves Beliboi. Mashu from before also he had this type of Znus and Ra Rishis inside him, of Minus inside him. Shoel Nimus Hagardias Rabbi Meir Kol Amar Dinochus Liyura. All the wool that goes down to the earth to the pot, solid, has all come out. Does everything come out so clean? Shrashi called Semesh Nit Liyura Shal Samon when you want to dye wool. Does it all come out or died nicely? Kleimer, kol alayim delofnei chachomim, oilu lehen, terosin lohagin alayim minachet. Like, if you learn Torah, doesn't Torah help you to protect you from doing an avera? Omalei, kol mande avinoki agav imoi solak. Whoever was clean from their mother, it helps, they come out clean. Avakodle avinoki agav imoi solak. Whoever was born dirty, remains dirty. A person is Yirei Chet before he's learning Torah, then the Torah will stay with him. But if he doesn't have Yirei Chet, he could be the biggest Talmid Chacham, but the Torah won't stay with him. The beginning was these four that went up to the paradise was Rebbe Kiva, Olav B'Sholem, V'Yor B'Sholem. Rebbe Kiva was the only one of the four that went up to Shemayim B'Sholem and came down again normal B'Sholem. The Yola Bakosavoim on him the Pasuk says, Mishkinei Achrecha Narutza. The after Rebbe Kiva, Big Shomalchi Ashoras Lodoichvoi, even when Rebbe Kiva was in Shemayim, the Malachim wanted to throw him away. Omolem Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, Hanichol Zakan Zeh, leave this Zakan alone. Sherol Ishtamish Bechvoidai.
He's royalty mishtamash b'chloidoi. He deserves to be left alone in Shemayim. Don't shepherd, don't bother with Rabbi Kiva. Vice versa, Rabbi Kiva was a naki metchila. Even though the maaseh of Rabbi Kiva was first, it wasn't Talmud Chacham, but at 40 years old, when he sat down to learn Torah, he learned Torah l'shmo, and he wiped out all the ra that he had on him, and his Torah was l'shmo. So therefore, he remained a tzaddik. He was Elul b'sholem and was Yorah b'sholem. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Tezayin, number Aleph. Can the last Gemara just was, the Gemara says, after Rabbi Kiva, where Rabbi Kiva, he was the only one that went up to Shemayim, he went up B'Sholem and came down B'Sholem. The last Gemara was, even Rabbi Kiva, Dikshu Malchi Asharos L'Doivchoi, the Malachim wanted to push him away, Omla Makarash Baruch Hu, and Nichol Zokin there, leave Rabbi Kiva alone. Sherol Lishtamish B'Choidi. He's roy to Mishtamish with my covered, like to be in Shemayim and not to be hurt. Yeah, nothing more than that.